the Sportscast, October 4th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, iTunes, Apple Podcast, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and the rest is there. If you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And also on Spotify. Also, you could go to our website, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest. And visit and also go to our Twitter, go to the Sportscast One, and also on our Instagram, thesportscast1. Week four was a huge week. A lot of anticipation of last night, the New England Patriots versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady, of course. And it turned out to be that Brady won by a point or two. And join us all the way from Pennsylvania, Joey Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Another great week in the NFL. We survived Tom Brady coming to New England. We survived it. We can move on with our lives now. It's happened. It's done. Move on.
You know what it felt like? A lot of the NBC reporters were saying that, oh, this might be, you know, you might not play here again. I'm like, he could be playing here for, you know, a couple more times, because he's had flirted with the idea playing till 50.
Sure. Why, yeah, Ryan, why not? Another 8 years from now, they could be back.
It's sounding like he'll be, you know, retiring this year or like next year. I don't foresee right. that. But the game last night was pretty good, I thought. It was back and forth. Mac Jones looked pretty good. Tom Brady, of course, was struggling with no Gronk. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think they missed Gronk. The Tampa offense is a little out of sync now. They tried to get Antonio Brown involved, and it just didn't work out for some reason. Tampa offense was a little bit out of sync, but yeah, I mean, Gronk is such a security blanket for Brady.
Yeah, and even though that Brady has four good receivers, you know, Godwin, you got Mike Evans, you got Brown. So, and then of course that Cameron Brate, but Cameron Brate's no Gronk, so you can't expect much with him. But I thought that, you know, with Brady, he needs to get accustomed without Gronk sometimes, because Gronk ain't going to be around forever.
Exactly. And I think it shouldn't be discounted how well Mac Jones played. You know, we build up this game like it was almost a Super Bowl, how, you know, all the hype and stuff like that. It was definitely a big, big game. Mac Jones, a rookie, comes into this game and he showed poise. I mean, they easily could have won that game if they just got a little bit closer and if that kick went through. So kudos to Mac Jones.
Kudos to the Patriots defense. You know, shutting down Tom Brady and the Bucs. I thought that they had a great performance. Belichick and his son, actually. His son is the defensive coordinator, I believe, unofficially. And he definitely performed up to the top tier. You know, Matt Judon has become the star of that Patriots defense, hasn't he?
Yeah. And, you know, the feeling into the game was, well, Brady knows Belichick really well, but it's the same thing. Belichick knows Brady really well. So, you know, how was that going to work out? And it turned out, the Tampa won, but for a lot of the game, Tampa was not able to do much on offense. So I think Belichick, his experience with Brady and his knowledge of him really paid off.
Only 1-2 points. The Patriots field goal kicker had a shot at the end to have the game winner. Did not do the whole Justin Tucker thing. Didn't bounce in, but hey, it was close.
Yeah. I mean, that was a difference in the game. Really hard in those conditions. 56-yard attempt in the rain. Tough to make. So, you know, can't blame them there.
And was not in a dome in Detroit. So that's a big difference.
That's right. That's
domes
right.
Versus the rain, the wind. Also, after the game, we saw Bill Belichick give a quick hug to Tom Brady And then I heard afterwards in the locker room that he came by to the Buccaneers locker room to pay a visit to Tom, and they spoke for like 20 minutes.
I know what they were talking about in those 20 minutes. They were talking about the second season of Ted Lasso. They were discussing the episodes and the plots and the, you know, the how they think things are going to go. So that's what they were talking about for the 20 minutes.
I'm sure they did. But, you know, it was tough to see Bill Belichick. Was it tough for him, do you think, to go up to Tom? Or you think it was just a no-brainer? He had to do it.
I think you could actually bet on it. I think you could bet on whether Brady and Belichick were coming out. It's a very sticky subject, complicated situation with the way Brady left and why he left and why, you know, how that all worked out. And there was, you know, details emerging about how Belichick was and stuff like that. So it's a very touchy subject. So, you know, it's nice that they could have some little, you know, exchange and stuff like that.
And they had a video before the game started. It was a tribute to Tom Brady. I'm sure he's going to get a statue outside of Gillette Stadium.
He deserves it. I mean, I hate to admit it, but he's the greatest quarterback of all time, so he definitely deserves it.
Don Shula, Dan Marino, Belichick, Brady, it is very comparable, but the difference is 6 trophies. So,
yep.
All right, let's get ready to recap week 4. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, last day. Let's begin with the Cowboys and Carolina Panthers. Zeke is back. Where did he go? Well, he gave you guys a couple of yards. This time he gave us 143 yards. Unbelievable. Cowboys beat it. Undefeated Panthers. Panthers are looking good with Sam Darnold. Joe, is the Cowboys the best team in the NFC East?
Not only are they the best team in the NFC East, they're legit. I think they're one of the better teams in the NFC, maybe in all of the NFL. They're for real. They have Dak is a great passer. They had a great passing attack. Now they get Zeke involved with that running attack and Tony Pollard. But their defense is so much better than last year. That is huge. You get a good defense with that amazing offense. If they keep that up, they're going to go far.
And Cowboys' defense was not looking good coming into the season. So far, shaping up to be a good one. Cowboys are looking good. The hype is back from 2 years ago. We'll see what happens. Cleveland Browns beat the Vikings 14-7. Miles Garrett and his defensive bunch, Kareem Hunt, ran for 69 yards. Chubb, 100 yards carry. Hey, close game, but the Browns got it done.
The thing to learn from this game is that the Browns' defense is legit. They might have one of the better defense, if not the best defense, in the league. You combine that with their awesome rushing attack. Baker Mayfield did not have a very good game, and they still won this. Yeah, it was close. It was, you know, they basically won by a touchdown, but it was still, it's the Browns might win a lot of games with this blueprint. Great defense, great rushing, and Baker just doing enough.
The big Mayfield. The Bears beat the Lions 24-14. Lions are still have a winless season. I think they're the only team winless right now. The Bears had Justin Fields this time. Matt Nagy reiterated this morning, hey, once Andy Dalton's healthy, he's still a starter. Joe, what's going on in Chicago?
Matt Nagy is dumb. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, I really don't know what he's doing. It's like he doesn't want to succeed or something like that. So, okay, if he thinks that Fields is not good enough, Fields looked much better this week than last week. But leave him in there. He's just going to get better. I don't know what this crap is with Andy Dalton. We know what Andy Dalton is.
Threw for 373 yards. Good game by Fields. Maybe he needs some more games to prove Matt Nagy, hey, I should be the starter. The Bills pummeled the Texans 40-0. Once again, Josh Allen, back-to-back great weekends. The Texans, as everyone predicted, not doing well, and Tyrod Taylor is not back. Rookie quarterback Mills is still playing. Not much to say there, right?
No, I mean, this was there are very few sure things in the NFL, and this was a sure thing. This was my survivor pool pick. Yeah, I mean, Bills are the Bills, and Houston, the only chance Houston had is if they have Tyrod Taylor, and that's not much of a chance. So they were hopeless.
Deshaun. Okay. Dolphins beat Colts beat the Dolphins 27-17. Wentz once again playing back to back injured, 228 yards. Jacoby Brissett completed 20 out of 30 passes. The Dolphins, I guess they're going to wait for Tua to come back to improve things, don't they?
I think the Dolphins are a big disappointment. I don't even know if Tua can fix this. I picked the Dolphins to be a playoff team this year, and they just look horrible. Indianapolis was playing in desperation mode. They absolutely had to win this game, but still, Miami, what's going on?
In a human Miami. Chiefs are back after losing last week against the Chargers, beating the Eagles 42-30. Mahomes as connecting with Hill. They got Josh Gordon last week to the practice squad. He may be starting soon. But Hill's back, and Mahomes.
It's funny. Every once in a while, you have these games of, oh my God, why don't you cover Tyreek Hill? And this is one of those games. It's like, that guy's really good. You might want to cover him. Philadelphia just had, I mean, Kansas City is not perfect. They have a very great offense, but a lousy defense. And Philadelphia tried to get into a shootout with them, which is a bad idea. Philadelphia is not the offense that Kansas City is. So, yeah. Philadelphia needs a little bit of help, but everybody's talking about Tom Brady and the homecoming to New England. This is Andy Reid's homecoming to Philadelphia.
And apparently he got Philly cheesesteaks on his homecoming visit out of his hotel room.
I got to try one of these Philly cheesesteaks.
Pat's and Geno's. We got to choose between the two.
Ooh, I don't know. Both. I got to try both and make my own decision.
And rate them. Exactly. In a point system. Let's go to the Giants. They beat the Saints in overtime, 27-21. I didn't see this coming. Two New York teams won yesterday. Saquon Barkley ran. This is a Danny Jones Saquon team. Joe, what are your thoughts?
That's it. It's Danny Dimes and Saquon and hope for the best. You know, maybe they figured out their offense. The Saints are a good defense. So doing this against the Saints is impressive. I don't know what's going on with the Saints, though. I mean, you were up 21-10 with 8 minutes left, and you lose? I don't know what's going on with New Orleans.
Hey, they missed Breeze. Breeze, actually, his record was surpassed yesterday by Brady. So 0-2 for the Saints yesterday. Washington football team beat the Falcons. Man, poor Falcons. They're getting beat by these NFC East teams. 34-30. Henneke! I don't know about Henneke. He could be something. I don't know. What if Fitzpatrick comes back? Who would you choose, Joe?
Henneke he's scrappy. He's a gamer.
Yeah, he's not perfect.
He's one of those guys that, you know, might not have the best stats, but he just does what it takes to win. You could also describe that as Fitzgerald. So Fitzpatrick. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But the thing is, Washington's defense is supposed to be so wonderful, and they are a huge
the best thing ever
right now. Yeah, yeah, and they're a huge disappointment. So they need to fix that.
Henneke completed 23 of 33 passes for 290 yards, three touchdowns, two of them in the final 3 minutes. 52. McKissic, what a player! Had a good play with Henneke, 30-yard touchdown lob. Really, really good connection there. Who knows? I mean, Heineke's getting warmed up. Just like Justin Fields. Maybe not. All right. Second New York team win yesterday. They beat the Titans. Jets beat the Titans 27-24. The Titans also are looking not 100%. The Jets, hey, Zach Wilson, great performance. He was not looking good these past couple weeks. People were second-guessing them. Was he worth a pick? Joe is thinking otherwise.
What Zach Wilson did is what I guess they like, and what they're looking to see from him is that he was improvising. But I don't know what I don't know what happened in this game. The Jets are still really bad. Shame on Tennessee. This is unacceptable to be losing this game. The Titans allowed like 6 or 7 sacks. That's just no. It's not acceptable. I don't know what happened, Tennessee, but shame on you.
Something's going on. There's a comment from YouTube Titans. It's a shame of Week 4.
Definitely. There is no excuse for losing this game. The Jets are that bad.
We agree with you.
Shame
Black
on Tennessee.
Teeps from YouTube. Now we know who's could possibly be the best team in the NFC West. The Cardinals beating the Rams in Los Angeles, 37-20. Stafford was not as efficient to Cup, but the Cardinals, I think they might be the best team. I've been saying it for weeks. Joe has been saying the Rams. Joe, have you changed your mind?
Yes, I have. You are right. Not only I'm saying this right now. Not only are the Cardinals the best team in the NFC West, not only are they the best team in the NFC, the Cardinals are the best team in football right now.
No way.
That's how good. Yes. This is so impressive. Beating the Rams. The Rams were considered the number one team, and this was a coming out party. The Rams, I mean, the Cardinals are averaging 35 points a game, and their defense is really good too. J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones, it's all working right now. They're basically unstoppable right now.
I agree. I think Cardinals are definitely getting a second look. Kyler Murray, 5'9 or 5'11, maybe almost 6 feet, staying healthy. And James Conner. Gosh, I wish I started him. In my fantasy team, he's doing fantastic.
Same here. I have him on my bench. I have him on my bench every week, and every week he scores a touchdown.
I think I should start him. Anyways, another NFC West showdown. Seahawks beat the 49ers 28-21. Another good game by Russell Wilson, of course. Experience. Thoughts on that?
Russell Wilson is amazing. I did not know this. He has not missed a game in his career.
No way.
Also, his 100th career regular season win and only his 148th start. He's amazing. But the 49ers might be in trouble. They lost Jimmy G. And all of a sudden, you have a very tough NFC West. And right now, the 49ers are clearly the worst team in that division. They might be in trouble.
Yep, someone's got to take the L. Someone has to be last. It might be the 49ers. We'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. The Ravens, the Broncos, 23-7. Everyone thought, hey, Broncos are the real deal. They're 3-0. They beat some okay teams. Not really. And the Ravens, hey, they're a little bit banged up. Lamar Jackson has no running back, but he can still win in Denver. Altitude, and maybe with no oxygen mask. Hey, the Ravens put the Broncos in their place.
Very impressive win. It is very hard to win in Denver with the altitude. And the Ravens are just, they're just so beat up. And basically, Lamar Jackson, he's pulling a Thanos and saying, I'll do this myself. And he didn't do it. He didn't even do it on the ground. He had a good passing day. Lamar Jackson has to be an MVP candidate right now.
Comment from YouTube. Black Teep says he does not trust his Ravens defense. It feels like they're rebuilding again. Do you agree? Do you think this Ravens defense is not what they used to be?
It's not, but that's because of injuries and all. I mean, I hate that the Ravens are so good and they have such a good organization. If they have holes, they will fix them. They'll fix them in season. They're just a solid organization and they do what it takes to win. But right now, it doesn't matter because Lamar Jackson saying, I don't care about the defense. I don't care who everybody's hurt. I'll do it myself. And he's doing it.
Who's better, Hollywood Brown or Bateman?
Hollywood Brown. He did have a great catch, but he also had a really bad game last week. So.
He had that catch yesterday where he had a dive and get it.
Yeah, right.
That was an awesome catch.
He looked like Superman.
The game of the 4 o'clock window, maybe not. Steelers. And Packers, Joe, go for it.
Oh my God. It's sad. This is every worst fear realized for Steelers fans. It was, you know, is Ben too old? Is the offensive line too bad? Is he not going to work with the new offensive coordinator? It's all happening. But the main thing is, it's just Ben is too old. He's washed up. It's sad to see. It's sad to end like this. This loss was on Ben.
I've been saying this for 4 years already. I said Ben is he's checked out, dude. I'm sorry. Put Mason Rudolph. I mean, he might not do much, but
at this point, I mean, Ben is missing open receivers. He's not even looking around the field. He's just scared to get hit. Yes, that offensive line is not good, but there are times where they do protect him, but it doesn't matter because Ben is just doing his own thing. He's getting the ball rid of it as quickly as possible in the worst situations. It's just not working. Maybe they should bench him.
Are the Steelers in panic mode already, or that's been pressed last where are the Steelers now? Like, do you think you guys are in panic mode, or?
Denver comes to Pittsburgh next week. It is a must-win game, especially with Bridgewater hurt.
Concussion.
This is a must-win game for the Steelers. If they cannot win, then you hit panic mode and you basically punt the season. The season might be over, even though they would only be 1-4.
Now, if they do win, what if they win by 3 points? That's still not a good sign?
A win's a win. It doesn't matter. Okay. They're not going to beat. Basically, the only way that the Steelers are going to win games is the blueprint of good defense and hopefully get something out of the running game, and hopefully the offense doesn't make too many mistakes, and hope for the best. So every game is going to be close if they're going to win.
Do you miss James Conner, or you trust the rookie right now?
Najee Harris is amazing. He is absolutely amazing, and he's a superstar in the making, but it would have been amazing to keep James Conner as like a second option. But because that's what James Conner is. James Conner is not the number one guy, but he's a great number two guy. But the problem is the Steelers offensive line is just so bad. It doesn't matter what running back you have out there.
Well, there you have it. Joe is concerned. He does not think the Steelers are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Playoffs, yeah. Is that out of the question, right?
Playoffs? No. Playoffs are a faint hope of playoffs. It's a long season, but it's looking really bad right now.
I know it's early, but let's go through the standings. AFC East, Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets. Bills, of course. Number one, second place, 1-3, Dolphins and Patriots and Jets are tied for second. We still don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, Dolphins are just such a disappointment. The Patriots, that's a good question. We don't know what they are yet. I mean, they played a very good Tampa team and almost beat them. So we don't know what we have yet with the Patriots, what they're going to do the rest of this season.
I think Mac Jones is warming up. I really do think by the end of the season that he's going to be a calm starting quarterback.
I think he's there now. I think he's good enough now. He looks like a veteran, and this is only what is, third or fourth game or whatever. That's fourth amazing.
Week. Yeah. So good for him. Out of all the rookies, he's the best one. Which is not saying much because he's, the other ones are not doing well. He's slightly better, but for now. Yeah. The North, Bengals, love the Bengals. Then the Ravens, the Browns, and the Steelers. The top three are 3-1. Is this a three-horse race?
I thought the three-horse race before the season would be Ravens, Browns, and Steelers, but now it's Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. The Bengals are interesting. They're just interesting. You know, they're going to always be in games because of Joey Burrow, and they have a lot of holes, but you know what? A good quarterback and a good, Joey Burrow to a Chase, that is a lethal connection. So, they're always going to be in games. So they're going to be interesting this season.
Yeah. Bengals definitely looking good with Burrow and Chase. Love that. Good combination. Good pick. It was kind of like what, but it worked out. The South, Tennessee Titans first, Texans 1-3, then the Colts, Then the Jags, Urban Meyer apologized. I'm sorry, guys, for all the publicity. Well, what's up with that? He didn't have to apologize. I guess he did, but.
He's married. He had to apologize.
He stayed in Ohio. Like, he let the team travel by themselves to Jacksonville. He stayed back for a bit.
Maybe use a little bit better judgment there, Urban Meyer.
The South, you know, hey, Titans are 2-2. It seems like a weak division, but I think the Titans will pull it out.
I mean, they looked really bad. They had a really bad game against the Jets. But, you know, all teams have stinkers. So, I mean, I think they'll be fine. The Colts will see if they can pull their season together. Yesterday was a must win. So we'll see if they could put it together.
Yeah, Colts are third. Texans are still second. The AFC West, it was tight last week. The Raiders are still first, but they played at night against the Chargers, which could determine the first or second spot of this division. But the Chiefs did prove a lot yesterday. So Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, and Chiefs. We'll find out more tonight. I think there'll be more to tell tonight. Where is this division going?
We'll see if the Raiders are legit. They're looking really good so far. But the Chargers are good too. I think the Broncos are going to come down. They're 3-1 now, but I think they're going to be in for some hardship without Bridgewater.
NFC East, we talked about before. I think we clarified Cowboys are the best team in the NFC East. Then the Washington football team second. Then the Eagles at third. Then the Giants at fourth. Cowboys might be taking that long lead, you know, a distant first place probably.
It's the Cowboys' year. They're going to run away with this. We'll see what happens with Washington, Eagles, and Giants. They're all three teams just have a lot of question marks, a lot of issues that they need to fix. We'll see if they do it, but I think Cowboys are going to go on a nice run.
Micah Parsons making the difference. NFC North, Packers 3-1, then the Bears, Vikings, and Lions. I thought the Vikings would be number two, but the Bears are number two right now, but obviously just week four. Packers just doing their usual thing.
Yeah, they're solid. They're just solid. I mean, this is a team that's gone to the NFC Championship game the past couple of years. Rodgers is back on track. That offense is back on track. They're just overall a real solid team. They're going to run away with this. It's the Vikings are the big question mark. Can they pull it together? We'll see.
Did you see that State Farm commercial with Aaron Rodgers? He was playing a hippie, I think. Yesterday,
I did not see that. The talk was that he got highlights. He spoke very well of Pittsburgh, of how much he loves Pittsburgh, how much he loves Mike Tomlin. So that has everybody in Pittsburgh saying, "Come to Pittsburgh, be the new quarterback of the Steelers, 2022 Aaron Rodgers." That's not going to happen, but it's fun to guess.
Would you want him there?
Yeah,
he's a good short-term quarterback there, but.
Let's replace our 39-year-old quarterback with a 38-year-old quarterback. It's youth movement, baby.
With a good arm. NFC South, of course, Buccaneers 3-1. The Panthers are 3-1. Saints are 2-2. Falcons are 1-3. It's going to be between the Panthers and the Bucs, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, the Panthers are – I think they're going to come down a little bit. I think – injuries have really hurt them. Darnold is very good. I think he just broke some rushing touchdown record or something like that. But so they'll be in games, but I don't know if I could call them elite. And the Saints, I don't know what to make of them. They look really good one week and a disaster the next week. Who knows?
Reminds me when Winston was with Tampa. It was every other week he was there.
Exactly.
Very similar pattern.
And now you see Wilt Winston with the Saints. Same thing.
Black Teep says he thinks the problem in Pittsburgh are the managers and Tomlin. Rodgers will be angry with them.
Realistically, if Aaron Rodgers did come to Pittsburgh, they would need to do something about that offensive line because you cannot – nobody can – can succeed with that offensive line. And yeah, it is an indictment of the management to let the offensive line get that bad and not do something about it earlier. So yeah, you got the point there.
Management issues. Interesting. Never heard of that until now. NFC West, Cardinals, then the Rams, Seahawks, 49ers. Like I said, it's going to be a top three race. I think Cardinals and Rams, Seahawks will make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're that good. We're talking about three of the best teams in the NFC, and 49ers are just, they're in trouble. That's a tough division. They got a tough schedule.
Well, there you have it. That is the standings. Black Teams, please subscribe to our channel, The Sportscast One, if you haven't yet. Tonight, AFC West action. Rams visit that beautiful SoFi Stadium at Los Angeles, LA Chargers. Herbert versus
Carr,
Derek Carr. Joe, what's going to happen tonight? Give us a score and everything.
I think it's going to be a really interesting game. We'll see if the Raiders are legit. I love Herbert. I'm a fan of the Chargers, so I'm going to, and it's interesting to see whether it'll actually be a home game for the Chargers, because usually the other team's fans like take over that stadium. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to say the Chargers win 24-20.
24-20. Yes, it does feel more of a Ram stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody, the LA doesn't want the Chargers. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're right. But then it's yet sad. Again, if the Chargers had a move, where would they go?
Back to San Diego.
Yeah.
But just remember, what cures that is winning. If the Chargers started winning, then all of a sudden they would get fans again. So just win, baby.
And poll question of the day, who makes the best tacos? Taco Bell, Chipotle, Chuy's, or Qdoba?
Ugh. I'm not a fan of Chipotle, and I mean Taco Bell is that's desperation food right there. They're like that's like when your season is on the line and you need something desperately to get you going. So I would guess either Qdoba or that other option, because it's definitely not Chipotle or Taco Bell.
Okay, Chuy's or Qdoba, they're both tied at 11%. They're last. First place Taco Bell, of course. And then Chipotle is number two, second at 22%. Most people that I see who goes to Chipotle orders the burrito. I hardly see anyone ordering tacos there.
I didn't even know Chipotle had tacos. I thought they were just a burrito place. So
they do have that option.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll give them a second chance and benefit of the doubt.
Folks, life is too short to get Taco Bell. Do get something else. Come on, people.
That's true. Well, anyways, you can vote on our Twitter, The Sportscast One, of your favorite taco day, because today is National Taco Day, and I might have some tacos later on. Anyways, Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to get your taco recipe?
I am on Twitter, Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. I have been talking Steelers nonstop since yesterday, and I'm going to keep talking about it. It's not time to get the funeral attire yet, but it's almost time to have a funeral for this 2021 season for the Steelers.
Another bye season for the Steelers. Well, no, last season was different. Last season was like a good undefeated, but he got injured. It was over.
They just fell apart at the end. Yeah, I mean, they started 11-0, and then just went. It just went all went south.
Didn't do much. Anyways, you can reach us at The Sportscast One on Twitter. TheSportscast.net is our website. The Sportscast One on Instagram. Follow us along. Subscribe. Listen to the podcast. Hit subscribe. Hit the rate, review, and all that jazz. Anyways, Joe, it's always been a pleasure.
Always, sir. Thank you so much.
Keep waving that dirty towel.
I have one somewhere around here.
He threw it away. It was that bad.
No,
in the season
so far. I did not throw it away. That's a big violation. You treat that terrible towel with respect.
I'll see ya.